A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga Burton. I am she, and today we're going to be talking about the Oscars. In case you've been living under a rock. And you're like, I do not want to watch those long Oscars. Michael B. Jordan won Best Actor for Sinners. Now, you know, Sinners has been a much complicated movie, right? People are like, oh, it's a horror movie. I think it's a psychological thriller. People are like, oh, it was, you know, I don't think it's Academy Award worthy. I don't know why people think that, you know. It had music in it. So did La La Land. And at least these people can sing. Miles Canton can sing. So, you know. And no shade to, you know, Ryan and Emma. Those are my people. They're super talented. I'm just saying. So with Sinners, I just thought it was an outstanding film. It was very strong thematically. And even if you didn't think Michael B. Jordan should win, there have been lots of people who should not have won over the years. And they won. And no one says anything. All right. So today, what I need you to know is that the Academy Awards are important. And I know a lot of times we say things flippantly like, oh, it's awards. What does it matter? It's actually tied to the bottom line. Like once you win an Academy Award, your value in the market goes up exponentially. So you can negotiate for better contracts. You can get higher wages. You can work out different types of deals that you couldn't work out. For instance, maybe you can now get not only your money up front, but you can also get money on the back end. You can do lots of different things, right, that you couldn't previously do or you were doing, but at a certain level. All right. So I was dismayed when I heard and when I read. And, you know, let me say this about Jason Whitlock. I don't know no Jason, but I know enough about him. And he was an excellent journalist at one point. He was very good. And I'm not sure what happened. You know, I don't know what happened. And he is an excellent writer. Like he is. So I don't think you can take that away from him. Or I can't. As a writer, I can't take that away from him. But what I say dismayed that he said that Michael B. Jordan's win was a DEI win, it just really pissed me off. Because, first of all, Jason is actually intelligent. And he does know the definition of DEI, and he knows that he's purposely using it in the way that people misuse the term, right? As something that is aligned with people who are unqualified for something, when we know that that is not what DEI is about. In fact, you have to be more qualified in order to be there. And the fact that we had DEI and affirmative action policies in place was because you had all of the qualifications. But for whatever reason, you weren't admitted. You weren't admitted to the school. You weren't getting the job. You weren't getting the interview. You weren't getting promoted. You know, there's a reason why we had these things. But it was never because you were less qualified. You know, like I always say, when I went to college, I was valedictorian. I never met another white valedictorian. And I went to a really, really, really smart, smart school. I'm sure they were there. I'm sure they were there. I just never met them. Okay. The point is this, that doesn't mean they weren't there. It doesn't mean that they didn't have some incredible folks there. I met some super intelligent people of all races. And then I met some people like who I was like, what are you doing here? Like, I just don't understand how you got in here. I met people who had builders named after them who never went to class. One actually went on a cruise on the Black Sea for 6 months and still managed to graduate on time when other people were not graduating on time. It's just real interesting. But never in my mind, and this is the difference between Black people and other people, especially Black Americans, we don't really care how you get to the party as long as you can dance when you get there. Like, we really don't, because we don't want to own or possess other people. We don't think that we should be in charge of you. We don't think that we should get to determine your value. Like, you know, for lots of different reasons, I'm sure you can read into those reasons, but we don't have that. So when you have people who police your bodies for hundreds of years and treat you simply as labor that is disposable, and when you are like, I'm not doing that. Rape, maim, mutilate, abuse, disenfranchise, or what have you. You would have that kind of mindset, right? That's culturally how we're trained. This is why we don't care when immigrants come here and get good jobs and do great things. Because again, it's not how you get here. Get to the parties as long as you can dance. And because when you've been part of a group that has been historically disenfranchised, you understand what it means to have an opportunity to do something, to prove yourself, right? Which leads me back to this whole Jason Whitlock thing and him saying this about this other, you know, young black man. And Jason's too old to be doing that too. That's the other thing I didn't like. But I don't think that anybody's above reproach or criticism or critique. You could just say, Michael B. Jordan has done some fantastic roles. I just didn't think this was it. You could say that. You could say Ryan Coogler has been an amazing filmmaker. Sinners, for some reason, I just didn't connect with it. I just didn't think it was, you know, as great as everyone says it was. Like, you can say that. There's all kinds of ways to critique things, but to say something as vile as he's a DEI best actor, it's just abusive, it's mean-spirited, and it's unnecessary. And I know that he said it probably for clicks. Or, you know, I don't know what's happened. He seems to not very care a lot about other people, which is very disheartening. But I need you to know that it is never a flex to weaponize language that has been used to oppress your people against someone else who has done nothing to you and is only trying to do a great job. Now, Michael B. Jordan is one of our few people who is really just like toed the line. Like little to no controversy, none that I can think of. I read a lot, but maybe I missed something. I don't know, but no controversy. Seems to be a good person, lives at home with his parents for a long time. You know, he's not out here just wilding out and acting crazy, at least that we can see. And is conducting himself in a way that just aligns with respectability politics, which Jason and others like him tend to be really obsessed with. And so to take him, this young man, and we're going to talk about the Academy Awards in a second. And to use him to vilify him, especially as it relates to the Academy Awards, who have awarded lots of people who were undeserving over the years, even if you thought he was undeserving. To do that is just a new level of low. It's just low. Which leads me back to the Academy Awards. If you did not like Michael B. Jordan in this role, perhaps you loved him in Fruitvale Station. I always said if Michael B. Jordan was a white boy and Fruitvale Station was set in some rural community, that he would have been Academy Award nominated and would have won for that role. Ryan Coogler would have gotten the Best Director nomination and probably would have won, could have won. All right. It's possible. We've seen it. Okay. If Sean Penn can win an award, and this is his third Oscar, and Sean Penn is an amazing actor. Y'all know this, so no shade on Sean Penn. For a movie that he was in for probably all of 5 minutes. And then starts off the movie doing something gross, which is what y'all like in the Academy. Blech. But Sean Penn has done so many incredible roles. Like, who cares? Like, okay, give him another one. Amy Madigan. I love Amy Madigan. She should have won like 20 years ago. Easily 20 years ago. She could win for her TV movies. That's how great of an actress she is. So the fact that she just got her Oscar. And she's married to Ed Harris, another Oscar winner. Like, they just like kind of Hollywood royalty in that way. Like, come on. So like, there's really no reason to be throwing that kind of salt and heat at this young man who has done nothing but be humble, focused, determined, and made great work with another dynamic black man. So what I need you to know is stop hating on your own damn people. Nothing that has happened to Michael B. Jordan, whether you liked his performance in Sinners or not, does not mean he is not worthy of being celebrated in this way. Creed, you want a Hollywood movie where he should have been nominated? Creed. All right. So yeah, Denzel, when he won, all of the work, we know Denzel should have won for Malcolm X. We know this. He, in fact, he should win for every other movie that he makes. Every time. We know this. He won for Training Day. It's problematic, but that doesn't take anything away from him. He was great in that movie. Was it a great movie? I don't know. Although I love Ethan Hawke in that movie too. And he has what I call the best, most swole moment in the movie after he gets out of that thing. I won't blow it for people who haven't seen it. If you haven't seen it, when he's on that bus, I mean, it's a perfect scene. The acting, the framing, the cinematography, the sound, the movement is a perfect, perfect scene, perfect shot, all of it. Having said that, I mean, Denzel Washington could win for, you know, just reciting the alphabet. Like, he's an amazing actor. That's just what he does. So it doesn't always work out the way that you think it should work out. You know, Sean Penn won. He's been in a movie five times. He didn't really need to win, but he did. So what? Okay, Jack Nicholson won for A Few Good Men. I think he was on screen 18 minutes. He didn't need to win another Oscar, but he did. So what? So yeah, I know Oscars are tied to money. That's what I care about. I am happy that Michael B. Jordan won because he is deserving. He has been doing the work and he will continue to do the work, God willing. And he's been doing a great job. And so what if you don't think that he was supposed to win? You don't do that. Then come back and use some vile language that has been use a term that was not even political, that has been politicized to demonize this young man, young black man. No, sir. No, sir. So what I need you to know is that we are in some troubling times and the foot is already on the neck of black folks in this country, has been and will continue to be. So when there's opportunity to celebrate our own, especially our young people who are doing extraordinary things, and winning an Oscar is an extraordinary task, especially for a black person in the industry who still like claims blackness, who thanks the ancestors. That's a big deal. So don't ruin it for them. So what I need you to know is if you're a hater, keep that shit to yourself. If you don't think that he did a great job, fine. Find a way to say it that sounds reasonably intelligent and like you have some critical thinking skills and that you're able to critique a performance. Or you just say, I just didn't like the movie. Say that. That's okay. You don't have to like every movie. You don't have to think every movie is great. You don't have to agree with every award that's given. You really don't. So that's all I got. Don't be a hater. You look like a hater when you are a hater. Celebrate the wins. Celebrate people who are making great decisions in their lives, that are doing well in their lives, that love their family, that love their fans. They have developed like a really, it's going to be an iconic relationship. It is. It's already iconic with Ryan Coogler. The work that they have done together is amazing. And they will, God willing, continue to do great work together. That is wonderful. We've had Spike Lee and Denzel. We've had other folks who, what, John Singleton, rest in peace. You know, we've had people who've done this, right? Ice Cube and John Singleton. We've had this. All right. So we want to continue that. Ava DuVernay and Bradford Young, her cinematographer, make beautiful movies together. Beautiful movies together. So that's what we want more of. All right, more of that, less hate and less hateration, in the words of Mary J. Blige. Less hateration for our own people. Celebrate them, uplift them, and be happy for somebody, especially someone who looks like you and could have been you, Jason, an extraordinary writer. Who really could have been anything. Like, that's why I don't understand, like, this whole thing. I don't understand it. And has been super successful. There's no need for that. All right. So tune in next week to a Black Executive Perspective podcast with Tony and Chris, who always talk about the things that we need to know. And also tune in to Need to Know with Dr. Nasinga Burton, so I can bring you what I think, my perspective, bring you important issues from my perspective. But whatever you do, stay focused, stay informed, and stay true to your people. Let's add that in this week. Stay true to your people, especially when they're doing well. Uplift your people. All right. See you next week.
A Black Executive Perspective.